Welcome, Kip Morrow. Kip, you are the Summer Trail Stewardship Coordinator for Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness. Welcome.
Thank you.
So great to see you. Hey, Kip, I've met you before because we were working on a Idaho Trails Association education program, weren't we? We're
Yeah,
getting
we did our cross-cut certifications together.
Yes, we're getting up to snuff on sawing. So it's nice to see you again and so happy that you can join us. Today, you're going to be wearing your Friends of Scotchman Peak Wilderness hat, and we'll start by learning a little bit about you. You're new this year to the organization.
Yes, I am. I started in April, so still pretty fresh, but everything's starting to feel really comfortable.
That's great. Well, tell us just a little bit about yourself that you're feeling like you'd like to share and how you came to be doing this kind of work for Friends of Scotchman Peak.
Sure. So I have been working in the outdoors since my early 20s, so that kind of just feels like second nature for me. I get a little bit like cooped up if I'm inside too long. So, this felt like a perfect job for me, sort of a dream job. I'm just really stoked about it.
Yes, well, if you've got lots of outdoor work in your past, this would work well for you. I know it's a combination of, oh, a little administration, but you're out there on the trails doing things. Why don't you tell us what the Summer Trail Stewardship Coordinator does?
Sure. So with that, sorry, Julie.
You coordinate a lot of projects. I know a lot of
So
work projects and et cetera, but let's go. Oh, you know what? I think I've reversed your order, haven't I? Because we were going to talk about the mission and history of Friends of Scotchman
yeah,
Peak Wilderness.
which my notes are out of
Yeah,
order.
no, don't worry about it. Let's go back to the original order. Julie, stay on the outline.
So the mission with our program is number one, designating wilderness. So making the area official and permanently protecting it is definitely the most important, and making sure that it stays roadless. And right now it is being managed as wilderness, but it's not official. So that's most important. And then
And so
education.
I'll just jump in and say that means that it's currently managed in that way, but it's not guaranteed.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anything could change at any minute, and we want to ensure that that's not going to happen.
I got it.
Yeah. And then another important thing that we really focus on is educating the public and making sure that the trails stay open, which is why we do the stewardship work that we do. And then, engaging the public. So we do a lot of really cool events that we try to get people excited about.
And there are a lot of projects. Before we get to them, what about the history of Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness? You've been at this, you as an organization have been at this for quite a few years.
Yeah, so the organization started as a grassroots movement all the way back in 2005, and they realized right away that it was going to be a lot of work and that it was going to take an act of Congress. So they've been going at it for a while.
Know it and ups and downs, kind of waiting for a bill to be introduced into Congress, trying to get the I mean, it's a big deal to make a wilderness area, and it's a lot of steps, and it's just a slow process that you guys are patiently working away on. So good on you.
It makes it a lot harder too because the area is split between Idaho and Montana, which of course adds complexities.
Yes, of course it does. We'll just be patient and keep going along on that part. And part of the way, as you mentioned, that you get to where you're trying to get to is to help educate the public. And that happens in a lot of ways, I know, but one of them is by the work projects that you do in the wilderness. And let's just jump in because it's summertime. There are a lot of opportunities for people to join in on these projects, and they're fun. They run the gamut of strenuous to not very strenuous. So jump in and run us through them.
Yeah, sure. So we do a bunch of trail projects throughout the summer. We've done about five or six right now. We have 11 more coming up. And the stewardship is definitely a key element to making this all work. And just so everyone who's listening knows, you do not need to have any experience if you do want to join in on any of our trail projects. We will teach you everything that you need to know about trail safety, crosscut saw techniques, weed identification, trail building methods, and a lot more. And if you check on our website, you can see the projects that we still have open for the rest of the summer. We've got some big ones coming up. Next week, we have Goat Mountain. And then we're actually doing that twice in 1 week. That's going to be a big one. And then in July, we have a couple of overnights, which are going to be super cool. One is going up Spar Peak and the other is on Star Gulch. And then August, we have three really cool ones. And then September, we have three more. And then the last one in September is actually going to be celebrating National Public Lands Day at Morris Creek. And that'll be on September 28th. That's one you're not going to want to miss because we're going to be celebrating at the end of the day with burgers, hot dogs, and brews. So
great food. Who doesn't like that?
Yeah.
Well, let's back up for just a second to overnights. What does that mean? You're working plus you're going to be doing a little backpacking up and camping out.
Yeah. So if type two fun is your thing, then you'll probably enjoy this because you will not only be carrying in tools, but you will also be carrying in all of your stuff to stay comfortable throughout the night. And we'll be like camping up on the ridge. So it's going to be, yeah, super fun.
Yes. And so you're there for all these projects.
Yes, I am on all of them.
That's pretty neat. We're midway through this interview, but let's give that contact information for folks who might want to look at the trips, read about them more fully, and sign up. How do we do that?
So if you jump on our website, we have all of these dates and projects listed. And then you'll go down to the bottom if you want to sign up, and that will direct you to my email. Or if you just want to contact me directly, my email is sarah@scotchmanpeaks.org. And that's S-A-R-A, no H.
Okay. And is that also the website if folks want to get to it? Is it scotchmanpeaks.org?
Scotchmanpeaks.org.
Okay, very good. Well, we have another area that you work in, and it's pretty interesting, and it's got an interesting origin story, and that's the Trail Ambassadors. Why don't you tell us how that works?
Yeah, so the Trail Ambassador Program started in 2016, and it was a way to ensure that both the hikers and the mountain goats are able to coexist together on those high peaks. And so Scotchman Peak, which sits at 7,009 feet tall, being the highest in the Idaho Cabinets, it is home to a native mountain goat herd. And so anyone who has been up there, like, chances are pretty good that you've seen mountain goats up there. And it's just super important for us to keep them safe and ourselves safe. So we have this program where you just pick a day, and that would be any weekend or holiday from June to October. And then you'll sign up on our website, and then all you're doing is showing up there, and you're serving as a friendly, informative presence on the trail and at the trailhead. And you're just informing people about how to keep yourself safe and the goats. And then you'll just fill out a simple report at the end of the day, answering some questions about like what you encountered throughout the day. And before you go out and do this, we will provide you with training on our website, so that you you know what's going on out there, and we'll give you some maps and stickers to pass out, and you also get a really cool hat and a shirt that you get to wear. So yeah,
it's pretty neat. Cool. And I have done this before, 3 or 4 years, and I will mention to listeners, it's a little bit like the work projects. You're not expected to make it all the way to the top if you're not up for that. You can interact with people anywhere along the trail. So it doesn't have to be a thing where you've got to train to make it to the top of Scotchman Peak.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, and then I'd like you to tell us a little bit more about why it is so important that we interact properly with the goats. There's been a little history about what can happen if we don't, right?
Yeah, when the goats get too comfortable around us, they can definitely become dangerous. And the reason being is because they're attracted to salt naturally. So when they get too comfortable, they'll want to come over to you, and they'll want to lick the salt off your clothes or off your backpack. And then even like urinating on the trail can be dangerous too, because now they'll be blocking the trail and you can't get through. And yeah, we just want to avoid that because they can
Yes.
be dangerous.
Yeah, and things like trail closures can happen if there's improper interaction, right? We don't want to have to close one of our favorite trails because we don't know how to interact with the goats.
Right, exactly.
That's great. So that is a great program, and I'd encourage anybody who's would like to get out and understand more about that particular trail or, you know, mountain goats, et cetera. That's a fun way to learn a lot. Great, great program, you guys. All right,
Thanks.
well, yeah, good job, and I hope it goes well this summer. Then finally, Kip, we are wanting to talk about a pretty big event that happens every year with Friends of Scotchman Peaks. Tell us about that. It's not very far out.
So the State of the Scotchman celebration is coming up. It's going to be on Saturday, June 29th, and it is, of course, open to the public. The theme this year is Bear Aware. So we're going to be teaching you really vital information about keeping yourself safe when you're in bear territory, especially grizzly bear territory. And we're hosting this at Blue Sea Ranch, which is outside of Heron, Montana. And we're going to have food, we're going to have music, there's going to be games. So it's definitely family oriented. And we just really want to celebrate community, and we'd love to see your faces out there.
All right, what time will that be?
If you get on our website, all of the information is on there, and
Okay.
we're going to have
I just jumped on and I see it's from 2 to 6 p.m.
Perfect. Yes. And there's going to be a few speakers talking throughout that event. So that'll be really cool, coming from like US Fish and Game and Fish and Wildlife. So you'll meet some really interesting folks also.
Yeah, so oh, fun. Food, good information. I think you said music.
Yeah, live music.
Beautiful music, beautiful settings. What more could we ask for? And really, and understand what is the State of the Scotchman's. That sounds like a great event.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
Okay, June 29th from 2 to 6 p.m. You've got to get yourself out to Heron, Montana. Okay, well, Kip, that's a really great update on what's happening with Friends of Scotchman Peak. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think we covered everything. Yeah. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, it's no problem. And it's so nice that we were able to introduce you to the Sandpoint community and hear a little bit about what you're doing and just hope that you have a fun time with the work this summer.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thanks very much.